Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, do you want Nicolas Cage or the Masters in Augusta?
Let's hear Nicolas Cage's latest
failed
story.
Movie star or racism? That's really tough.
Okay. Is he a failed movie star?
I don't think that's fair. He's gone into a little bit of a hiatus.
He starred in The Rock.
To say failed, I'll say no. Because, I mean, The Rock and I get Con Air, and let's not forget Race in Arizona. But as far as someone who's had
National
to make
treasure?
Crap
National
movies treasure, yeah. in order to pay off debt, that's what he is. So, yeah, okay, we'll go Nicolas Cage.
Well, maybe it's not debt. Maybe it's exes.
Okay. Oh, is this the marriage?
Nick.
I thought this one was going to last.
Yeah. Erica Koike.
Oh, hold on. Google I'm image.
Totally butchering that name.
Don't waste your time, Chop. Don't waste your time, Troy.
Erika Koike.
Koike.
All right. There's Erica Koike.
And continue.
The couple has been dating for a year. Applied for a marriage license in Vegas, which is always a good idea, one Saturday night.
Nothing like going to a chapel to get that marriage license next to the 7-Eleven.
Now, they applied for the marriage license on Saturday, Troy.
Okay.
They filed for the annulment on Wednesday.
No.
They've been dating for a year. You would think that the four-day marriage is not after a year-long relationship. But 3 years after they meet, they were married. And then they filed for the annulment. He says the marriage was a fraud. She did not disclose the full nature and extent of her relationship with another person.
Oh.
Or disclose her criminal history, which had a pair of DUIs in 2008 and 11 and a domestic violence arrest in 2006.
All right, that's a fake excuse. He did not care about those one bit.
Well, he does care about, first of all, this is... He's had a few marriages. Patricia Arquette, Lisa Marie Presley, Alice Kim.
He was married to Lisa Marie? I forgot about that.
For 2 years. Alice Kim, and then most recently Erica, which lasted for 72 hours, which, you know, is not quite as long as the Kardashian-Chris Humphrey marriage. But here is the thing, Troy. She is seeking spousal support. She wants alimony from a four-day marriage, claiming that Nick's drunken, impulsive actions don't qualify for an annulment. She also claims her reputation's been damaged by Cage, and she's lost out on career opportunities. She's reportedly asking him to pay legal fees. Nicolas Cage, married for 4 days, is now potentially going to have to pay for the rest of his time spousal support. Spousal maintenance, alimony, whatever you prefer to call it.
Boy, if there's anything that could get you an annulment, though, wouldn't you think it would be not clear of mind, like not sound of mind at the time? If your excuse was that you were massively drunk, that's understanding.
Well, let me ask you this.
We've all made a few bad mistakes.
You get pulled over. You've been drinking. Can you say to the officer, look, I don't debate that I was drinking and driving, but I was not of sound mind to know enough not to get behind the wheel.
Okay.
Right? Is that my kind of hitting the nail on the head there? I don't know. I don't know what to do here. Troy?
Listen, all I know is that I'm just looking over here at the Nicolas Cage IMDb, and I totally forgot. I can't believe I forgot this. Nicolas Cage was in Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, which is...
Really?
Probably one of the best animated movies I've seen in the last decade. It's unbelievable. But he's been in some crap movies.
Wedding in Vegas or Honeymoon in Vegas was good, whatever
it
was.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm talking about recently. That's why we're going to play, is it a Nicolas Cage movie or not?
Okay.
All right, I'm going to give you a title.
All right.
And you tell me, yes, that's a Nicolas Cage movie or it's totally fake. Okay?
Yeah.
You ready, Roy?
Yep.
Here we go. Number one. Bullets to the Brain.
Not.
Yes.
That is not. Mom and Dad.
Not.
Not.
That is the Nicolas Cage movie.
That's sort of what a creative and thoughtful title.
Looking Glass.
That sounds like a Nick Cage movie.
I'm going to say no. I need a point.
That is a Nicolas Cage movie.
Sir.
Architect of the Dead.
Ooh, that sounds like a Nick Cage movie.
I'm going to say no.
That is not a Nick Cage movie. All right, we're playing Nick Cage movie or not because these movies are crap. Pay the Ghost.
I've seen this. This is a Nick Cage movie.
Nick Cage movie.
Yeah, it is. Have you seen this?
No, I have not.
Oh, okay.
That was a joke. Okay. And I'll give you two more. All right. We go. Why the Tears?
Why the Tears?
Why the Tears?
I'm going to say no.
I, too, will say no.
That is not a Nicolas Cage movie. And the last one.
I thought you were coming up with it in the moment.
Dying of the Light.
Rage! Rage against the dying of the light!
Yes.
Yes, that is Nick Cage. Cage.
That is a Nick Cage movie. But man, there are some stinkers in here.
That's awful. That is...
Let's just remember him for the good
stuff. Yeah, let's remember the good stuff.
And wedding and honeymoon in Vegas with Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah. I liked National Treasure.
National Treasure.
I was a fan of National Treasure. I was a fan of Face Off.
Yeah.
Oh,
way
Face
back
Off.
In the day.
Another good one.
But when it started getting to... 2007, Ghost Rider.
Yeah, Ghost Rider. Ghost Rider.
Because the last good one, Lord of War. And Lord of War with Jared Leto and him, fantastic.
Gone in 60 Seconds was amazing.
It was good.
Gone in 60 Seconds. That was the original Fast and Furious.
Oh, the Wicker Man. Oh,
that was horrible with the bees in the mask.
Yeah, that might have been where it started.
Mm. All right. There you go. Rest in peace.
He's not dead.
The marriage of Cage and Erica Quakey. It lasted a whole 4 days.
Quakey.
Do
you think he called it a Quakey?
We were so good.
We were almost so good. An hour and a half into the show.
You almost, RJ, went right into next the top seven. Yeah, Dallas Stars. And
not with that great of a joke sitting there.
What would the tease have been, Troy?
I'm just going to hit the button.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.